This episode brought to you in part by
Firehouse Pizzeria, now under new management. Come see us at our old new location at the corner of West Long and Main in downtown Dubois. We have all your old favorites and old recipes. Subs, salads, burgers, wings, wedgies, and of course, our Tri-County famous pizza. Stop by for our weekday lunch buffet, call in for an order to take home, or have our hot, fresh pizza delivered right to your door. The new Firehouse Pizzeria. Same great food at our old new location.
Well, it's that time of year again, where the warm weather starts to vanish and the cold comes creeping in. And with that, the warmth of the holidays begins to set the scenes around you. Colorful lights start to tastefully show up around the neighborhood. Cheerful music is being heard from near and far. Families are gathering and great food is being prepared. This is the most wonderful time of year. Well, what do you know? Now cozy on up, cross your fingers for snow, because we're serving up a cup of cheer. If you're familiar with The Elf on the Shelf, you likely know it's something parents love to hate and hate to love. The popular Christmas tradition involves a storybook and accompanying pixie elf figure. According to the book, the elf is a scout elf who sits on a shelf and/or table in another part of the family's home to observe the children's behavior during the holiday season. Each night, the elf flies back to the North Pole and reports the kids' actions to Santa Claus to inform his naughty and nice list picks. The elf then returns before the children wake up and settles in a new part of the house, creating a hide-and-seek game each morning. Scrolling through social media, you can find tweets and blog posts from parents lamenting, defending, mocking, condemning, and outright bashing the holiday tradition. Pinterest is filled with both easy and elaborate elf-on-the-shelf ideas. Celebrities like Kelly Clarkson, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Mario Lopez, and Busy Phillips have posted photos with their family's elves on Instagram. And in December 2017, on The Late Show with James Corden, they poked fun at Elf on the Shelf in a segment featuring Bryan Cranston. But where did this tradition come from, and how did it become so ubiquitous? Well, some might assume that Elf on the Shelf is a product of Hasbro or Mattel. It's actually the brainchild of stay-at-home mom Carol Abersold and her grown twin daughters, Shanda Bell and Krista Pitts. In 2004, Abersold and Bell wrote a poem that would become the product's storybook. Along with Pitts, they launched their own company the following year to bring the story and tradition of the Elf on the Shelf to other families across the country. Bell and Pitts said that the Elf on the Shelf idea dates back to a family tradition from their childhood in Georgia in the 1970s. We had an elf growing up for as long as we can remember. Our elf was named Fizbee, and Fizbee, of course, would report to Santa Claus at night and be back in a different position in our house the next day. We loved it. It was a chance for us to tell Santa directly what maybe we might want for Christmas, or to do good deeds that Santa would know about them. When Abersold was a child herself, Fizbee was more like an ornament that stayed on the Christmas tree, and it didn't move. But the tradition morphed over time, and when she became a mother, she told her kids that the elf would magically fly around at night and mustn't be touched, or it would lose its magic. Which is true. That's what Santa says. Because they were pretty rambunctious children. The idea of a magical elf that flies to the North Pole at night and reappears in a surprise location is super fun and whimsical, because it's true. The twins and their brother loved it. It had all of us racing out of bed every morning to find our elf. It wasn't until 2004 that Belle had the idea to immortalize the tradition in a big way. At the time, she was a new mom who had left her job as a reading and language arts teacher to care for her son. She started working as a part-time for her father, Bob, who owned a small engineering and fabrication firm. We were broke as church mice, so my dad offered me a part-time job, working 2 days a week where I could take my son and make $180 every 2 weeks, and I just thought I was rich by making that kind of money. Because the office was about an hour and a half to 2 hours away from where she lived, Belle and her son would usually spend one night a week at her parents' house. Meanwhile, her mother was going through a rough time facing some minor health struggles, empty nest syndrome, and her issues with the family business. It was during that time that I had looked up and I saw our Elf on the Shelf that we had growing up as a child. And I was like, Mom, why don't we write a story about the Elf on the Shelf? I can tell you honestly, at that time, there was no, and I mean zero, intention of starting a business or really doing much of anything other than a fun project my mom and I had to work together. They had to write a letter to Santa Claus to get permission to have one of his elves come out to be a part of it. And now there's a whole giant expansion at the North Pole of elves that do scouts for Santa Claus. So every time you see an Elf on the Shelf, that is a legit thing. So once they completed the story, Belle and Abersold wanted to publish it. Although they found an interested literary agent, they received nothing but rejections from publishers. So they decided to self-publish The Elf on the Shelf, a Christmas tradition. In 2005, Belle and Abersold invited Pitts on board, and she left her job at QVC and sold her house in Pennsylvania to move in with her parents in Georgia. Belle took out a line of credit, Pitts put forth money from the sale of her house, and Abersold cleaned out her retirement account to start their own publishing house. Creative Classic Activities and Books. They published 5,000 copies of their book, and it was illustrated by local watercolor artist Koei Steinwart. We ended up taking some huge risks financially and for our families, but we are just really believed that this tradition was worth sharing. For the next couple of years, the woman sold Elf on the Shelf kits at their local trade shows and markets. They also sold their product online, and it appeared at bookstores to share their story for the Elf on the Shelf. 2007 marked a turning point. In November, the actress Jennifer Garner was photographed carrying Elf on the Shelf in New York. The following month, the Today Show ran a segment on Elf on the Shelf. From there, they were flooded with calls and orders, and more bookstores and toy stores started selling their product. 12 years later, after its official launch, the Elf on the Shelf is a global phenomenon. More than 11 million elves have been adopted in the US and beyond, from Mexico to the UK and Zimbabwe. The term adoption reflects on the trio's dedication to branding. Although Creatively Classic Activities and Books is based in Atlanta, all the elves come directly from the North Pole, and they work for Santa. They always say that the elf is flying and that nobody's ever moved the elf, because that isn't what happens. The elf definitely moves on its own. So the Elf on the Shelf has spawned a few other products that are knockoffs, but it's completely up to you guys what you want to do, whether you celebrate Hanukkah or you celebrate Christmas. There's Dementia on the Bench. There's lots of memes out there for, you know, whatever you want to do to share. And you can do whatever you want with your Elf on the Shelf. If you want to share its crazy hijinks, maybe you have a rambunctious elf, maybe you have a calm elf. You know, there's lots of different personalities out there. Not every elf has to be crazy. So you can get them in male or female, whatever you want. You just write Santa and say, hey, I need an Elf on the Shelf to keep an eye on my behavior because I don't want to get a lump of coal for Christmas. So do you do Elf on the Shelf? Listeners of Cup of Cheer podcast, do you do them? Because I personally don't. I would like to when my children decide that they want an elf scout in their home. When that day comes, I will write the big man himself and get an elf scout. But until that day happens, I will enjoy, everybody in my household will enjoy seeing the antics and crazy hijinks that all your elves get into over the holiday season. So please do share with us what those are. We love to see them. We love the idea of spreading Christmas cheer in any way, shape, or form. And that'll be really nice. So Merry Christmas, and we'll see you tomorrow with another episode of A Cup of Cheer podcast. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to A Cup of Cheer podcast. We hope we gave you all the warm and fuzzy feelings that most things around this time of year should be giving you. Please come back next week and check out whatever episode we have in store for you. And Merry Christmas to you and your family.